Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's DeAndre Hunter yesterday. Weird foul that went down that I'm still trying to figure out what's going on.
I thought he was done for the playoffs. You have those? You ever have the snap judgment, snap reactions where you see a guy go down?
Yes.
Jared Allen had one earlier in the game where he went down.
Yes.
And I was like, oh boy, because he had this awesome, awesome throwdown, Dwight Howard-esque throw dunk earlier. And then Hunter goes up, well, and it's blocked at the top. And it was an amazing defensive play, except for that he got fouled in the chest and got thrown to the ground.
Well, the weird thing, like, Twitter reaction is brought to you by Chavin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 7:45 and 36 seconds for those scoring at home. Eric says, Ken, stop the tired narrative about getting physically whipped. We dominated the paint. We just missed shots. When the players themselves are talking about how physical the Pacers were and how they were more physical than they thought they might have been, I'm sorry, that's a talking point. So you getting physically surprised by it, yeah, that's going to be a talking point for everybody. Yeah, they missed shots too. That's what sucked about it as well. Not only did you get physically beat, you also missed shots. Neither is going to lead to a win. The only good thing is that it was closer. It wasn't just a beatdown where you look and you say, geez, where are we going to start with this? There was a lot of things there that I think that, yeah, you're going to have to get tougher. And I think that naturally is going to happen because it's not Miami, where Miami was on cruise control just waiting to get out of the season. You are naturally going to be tougher. You sit up in your chair a little bit more. And then here, you can't, I mean, good God, 9 of whatever it was for 23%. You're not going to do much worse than that. So I imagine the only thing is you're going to have to close out a bit on Indiana because they can't be shooting nearly 60% for part of that game until they finally cooled off a little bit and still shot for over 52% in this game last night. So there's obviously some things that they could do that they could get better with, the Indiana Pacers. There's obviously a lot of things there that you have. So it's not about freaking out. Like, you guys are no one's freaking out. Callers aren't freaking out, I think. I don't think either of us are freaking out so far. I can't say anything for Baskin and Phelps or Jonathan and Nick or Jake Volnick at the end. That's up to them. It's not about freaking out. It's about calling it what it is. Physically, the Indiana, they brought a sledgehammer with them. And you have to answer for that coming up in game two. It's that simple. And I think there's something missing when you don't have Darius Garland, because Darius Garland is a threat that's able to space the floor. How much do we miss Darius Garland, or how big of a loss was Darius Garland for this? Because it seems that he's going to be pretty hell-bent on playing on Tuesday night.
Well, it feels like because you lost that game, he kind of has to play. Not that they can't beat him without him, but, man, you can't face the prospect just because you're trying to buy him rest.
You don't want to say 0-2.
Yeah, you just can't. They already have to win for the next six, you know, with the Pacers stealing home court at this point, regardless of what happens in this game, too. So what I'm wondering about is, like, what is that going to be like? The way that he plays, Darius, what is that going to be like? Because we don't really know the extent of the injury. And I can't blame the Cavs in this case. Like, in the regular season, we jump on all the teams for not giving us information because we want to know. We want to evaluate these things so we can not sound like idiots and make predictions, then we find out, oh, guy is in way worse shape or better shape, and we didn't know. In this case, it's the playoffs. Like, the Cavs don't owe us anything. It's because it's gamesmanship. You don't want them to give the playbook to the Pacers whatsoever. But the way Darius plays, can he get up and down the floor at this breakneck pace with his injury? I just don't know.
I don't know if he can for an entire game. I think that that's where Ty Jerome is going to still be important. I don't want to just dump all over Ty Jerome and say he's a bad basketball player and he's never going to be good to us again. He's going to be good to you again, but damn it, you need Darius Garland on this team. And if he shows any sort of a burst, it's going to hold defenders off of Donovan Mitchell. It's going to hold defenders off of everybody else, and it's going to make them play a cleaner game of basketball. That's what we have to be worried most about. It's not just about the shooting or star power or any of the other stuff. Like, you depend on Donovan to dig out any hole or stop any threat because he's the number one player on this team with a bullet. That's what we expect out of Donovan Mitchell. But for Darius, it's about fulfilling his role, creating an offense for everybody else, knowing what sets to run, knowing what to do at the right given time. That's what a starting point guard, an all-star point guard in this league does. And if he's not able to be out there on the floor, yeah, you're going to run yourself into a little bit of a problem. And they ran themselves into a bit of a problem yesterday. That's why they lost the game. So for Darius, you know, my issue.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Issue was, yeah, I saw that he had the full practice beforehand. I go, man, are we trying to tell ourselves, because I'm sure he's tired of being called weak, 6'2", you know, that type. I'm not saying he's a weak person, but when you're in the NBA and guys know that they can slap you around and push you around and he's just not that big of a guy, yeah, it's going to come off that way. I think he's tired of hearing that stuff. And I wonder, man, did he try to push it too much to make sure that he was able to go for game one? And then he wakes up yesterday morning and is like, this ain't happening. I mean, he's a full participant in practice. You thought that he was going to play on Sunday night.
Yeah, so they said there was no, he wasn't doing the physical stuff. And then pregame, Rick Carlisle's like, oh, make no mistake. Like, Darius is going to play in this game. So it's a big mystery. So they did. They kept it a secret. And even the Pacers didn't know what was going to happen. So this is going to be really tough to navigate now, especially when you're down one. It would have been another thing if they were up one because there's some margin for error. You lose some of that.
So what do you do with Darius tomorrow? I mean, going into the blind, yeah, I mean, what do you do?
You got to play him and see how effective he is. Because I imagine at the very least, he's going to be able to shoot. You know, he might not be able to, like, the step back crazy threes might not be there, but still catch and shoot.
What is he going
to
do?
You'd like to think he can still do
that.
What
is he going to do with ball pressure? I mean, you got Ty Jerome with the 8-second violation, but what's he going to be able to do with the ball pressure if he's hobbling around?
I still think he's going to be able to do a little better job than what I saw yesterday, but it's not something I'll know until I see it.
You think he's going to be able to cut and all that off of this? It's a big toe, right?
You watch how those guys were running around yesterday. It never stopped.
Because it's going to take all that to get up the court 8 seconds. I mean, if they do the same thing that they did last night, he's not going to be able to push off of that thing if he's not 100%, right?
Yeah, I think, but if you're Rick Carlisle, it's exactly what you guys just talked about. You're going to come out, establish ball pressure from the very beginning and make him beat you. Like, that's what's going to have to happen in game two if you're Rick Carlisle. So you know what's coming. Can he physically get past that? Here's Jared Greenberg on the injury yesterday on TNT.
Darius Garland dealing with a frustrating injury, a sprain of his left big toe, which is keeping him out for a third straight game. An injury that requires rest to heal. The good news, I've been told, is there's no structural damage. However, Garland continues to battle significant swelling and pain. He will remain day-to-day and could play in game two on Tuesday. In fact, he just came out into the court. I talked to him briefly, and he feels confident he will be able to play Tuesday. However, if this was the regular season, Garland would likely be shut down for another week to 2 weeks to stay off of the toe. This injury described to me as a major burden for a shifty point guard who needs to push off with confidence.
Who described that to him? I want to know. It'd be one thing if it's just some guy, some podiatrist out there who had to say this.
It's a Twitter podiatrist?
Yeah, right. If it's like somebody within the Cavs organization, I'd be a little worried.
If he's still dealing with swelling, and it's been how long, and he's still dealing with swelling, you think he's going to be ready to go tomorrow night?
I think he's going to get a shot. He's going to get a shot, and he's going to try to give her a go tomorrow night. That's what that's going to be. And I fear that it's probably going to be worse after tomorrow night's game. Hopefully they just come out of it with a win. You know, I don't know what else to do. I know that, again, his frame is not that big. I'm trying to be nice about it. But I think it's frustrating for him. Got a lot of delicate muscles in there, a lot of delicate ligaments in a toe. I don't know much about a toe, man.
I joked last week.
Mitch, get a toe guy on the show.
He knows what people say about him. There's no way on earth he wouldn't be out there if he could be out there. So I believe every single word of what they're saying.
One of the most treacherous things that have ever happened to me was a hotel room incident that involved me stubbing my toe. And I was on crutches. Guys, I was on crutches.
You ever have an ingrown toenail removed?
No.
Oh, it's the real deal. It's real pain, brother. They try to do what they can to numb you up. Nah, you're going to still feel something. I've had that done. No fun at all. So I can't imagine what a sprained toe's like, because it sucks.
This is so annoying.
This little piggy put on street clothes. He'll be back out for game two, guys. He'll be on the floor for game two. He'll be out there for game two. Yeah, don't got to worry about that. Well, we'll still ask Dana Cunningham about that coming up at 9 o'clock, because I ain't no doctor.
I'm just
basically saying, oh, yeah, he'll be out there. Yeah, don't you worry about that.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.